Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling for National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Am I speaking with Ronnie?
Mm-hmm.
Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm African American.
Okay. I know it's been a long wait up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. What is your age?
I'm 42.
42, thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year, very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm satisfied.
Okay, and that will be strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Now, thinking about the direction in the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
And about the same.
Okay. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wage, protecting abortion rights, border security, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people.
For me, it's fighting inflation, economy, and also student debt.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just say so. The first one, Jill Stein.
No opinion.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
No opinion.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
No opinion.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
No opinion.
Republicans in Congress.
No opinion.
Tim Scott.
No opinion.
Joe Biden.
No opinion.
Donald Trump.
No opinion.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way up, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy, for whom would you vote?
I choose not to answer.
Okay. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? A lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Some.
Okay, and has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable toward them?
Say that one more time?
Yes. What you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration make you more or less favorable towards them?
No opinion.
Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay, and has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump make you more or less favorable towards him?
No opinion.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to read what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? Rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
White supremacy and nationalism is the biggest thing for everybody right now.
Okay, thank you. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better dealing with that issue. The first one, growing the U.S. economy.
No opinion.
Okay, next one, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
No opinion.
Okay, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
No opinion.
Next one, rising crime and violence.
No opinion.
Fixing the immigration system.
No opinion.
And the last one, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Definitely Biden.
Okay. Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden... It will take no more than 2 minutes. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
No opinion on that.
And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Do I agree or disagree with what?
With this verdict.
With the verdict?
Yes.
What was the verdict?
Donald Trump was recently found guilty for 34 felony charge.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
And that will be strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Some would disagree.
Now, how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, not at all?
Often.
Okay, and from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or other?
Other.
Okay, now switching gears a little bit, the last four questions are for the statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is the last year or the last, what my last degree was? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, the last year of a schooling that you have completed. High school, some college, college graduated.
MBA, master's.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, I have younger, 3 kids in my household.
Now, thank you. Thinking about your approach 18. To political issues. Okay, thank you. Would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm your opinion.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every now and then.
Now, thinking about the neighborhood you live in, will you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Equal.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And were or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.